are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, May the 31st, last day of May. Can anybody believe that? Where's this year going to? 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. Just go to KCNR1460.com and click on the chat room, and I think it's pretty much you just put your name in there, and there you are. And there's Mitch is in there already, and JRD, you're back. I'm starting to worry about you, son. Didn't know where you'd been. Hey, but always Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Hey, Bad Bob. What's it look like out there today?
52 degrees right now. Shower's going to be likely. Thunderstorms also possible after 11. High today should be around 55. Tonight's low 49. And continuing chance of very unseasonable showers. As I said, 52 downtown right now. Weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards always open, rain or shine. But up there, the rain never comes down on Anselmo during their brunches and dinners. Linda's on assignment today. And, Bad Bob, I have a question. Were you out on the lakes being your Coast Guardy kind of guy?
On Saturday we were, yes.
Okay, so what did you see out there?
Not much this year. The weather kept them pretty much confined to the decks of the boats. We saw a little bit of BUI activity, but not as much as in years
BUI,
past.
BUI, is that? Yes. It's Coast Guardy for boating under the influence,
well, that
right?
Would be what the law enforcement folks call it. But, of course, the auxiliary does know law enforcement. We simply serve as eyes and ears, tell people when they're being especially dumb that they may want to mend their ways before law enforcement does something about it. And most of the time they don't listen. So,
there you go.
No reported fatalities again this year, thank you, but one individual did, I guess, ram his boat into the South Shore and was arrested for BUI.
My gosh. Okay, play tape number one here.
Make my day.
Okay, let's do that one more time here. That's right.
Make my day.
Yeah, go ahead, make my day. Clint Eastwood, born today in 1930 in San Francisco. Critics did not like Clint Eastwood at first. However, as movies changed, Clint Eastwood matured with them. Academy Award winning director and producer, Unforgiven. He made his first directing debut was in play Misty For Me. He did High Plains Drifter, The Iger Sanction. And if you haven't seen The Iger Sanction, it's quite an interesting movie. Eastwood did a lot of his own climbing in this. He was an accomplished mountain climber, too. The Outlaw Josie Wales and Bronco Billy. Anyway, he has won Academy Awards. He has done all different types of movies, from comedies to romantic ones like The Bridges of Madison County. But who will ever forget the roles he played as Dirty Harry? I think there was three or four of those movies. Clint Eastwood, today, born May 31st, 1930. Probably makes Bob feel a bit older there. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got a show today. We're going to have Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. See what's going on with that here in the state and at the national level. And we're going to have Curtis Byron on to talk about a golf tournament for those kids with special requirements. That's right here on KCNR 1460. Yes, Linda's on assignment, and yes, people coming in here will always say, "Where's Linda? Where's Linda?" Linda's on assignment. This is Free Fire Radio.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework. Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Linda's on assignment today, but we got enough to keep us amused, I think. You know, all the services yesterday, starting at the one at Longcrest, then the one at the Veterans Grove at the Convention Center, then out to the Reading Cemetery, the one down in Anderson, the one at Igo. You know, hundreds and hundreds of people attending all of these. It was truly, truly a day to remember our fallen heroes. I was fortunate enough to meet the parents of Sergeant Dennis, his mother and his stepfather, and what a fine couple they are, and what a loss in their life, as is any family who has lost a son or daughter, and which is, you know, Memorial Day. That's what we do. We remember those who have fallen in the defense of this country. I had an opportunity to talk to a friend of mine that I've served with before. In between jobs of crossing guard, delivering boats up and down the coast and into other countries, and other things that I did, I also did some work in Iraq. And this man became a very close friend of mine, as people do when they serve together in times of danger at times. And now he is an instructor in the counterterrorist for different agencies and police and all this.
And he's going to be a guest on our show here in the, within the next month, as soon as he gets back from where he is now. He wants to talk about the risk of domestic terrorism right here in the United States, which I find really interesting. People that are training or could be training to attack our country. And I'm, you know, this is his job, and he is willing to share this with us, you know, at a non-classified level. But there's a lot of stuff out there. So when we get ready to set this up, we'll let you know in plenty of time so that you can be available to ask questions as you might want to. Anyway, it was good talking to Johnny yesterday. Now, the other thing we did, and before I get into things like sanctuary cities, is we saw a movie yesterday. And I don't know even hardly what to make of it, except it was The Hangover 2. And in my mind, I thought the Hangover movie, which is a comedy, a real raunchy comedy, I said, you know what, how can they make anything that's going to be, you know, that makes you going to want to laugh and all these things? Because you already know what the premise is. You know, these guys disappear because they, you know, they're given some kind of drug they didn't even know they were having that somebody gave to them. Well, the same premise, exactly. If you haven't seen Hangover 2, don't take your children to it. Don't take them there at all. This is an R-rated movie, but there are parts of it that will have you just rolling around the floor, throwing your popcorn up in the air. Okay. Let's talk sanctuary cities. As you know, San Francisco is a sanctuary city. And it appears that the sheriff, who has a new plan that illegal immigrants arrested for petty crimes won't be held in jail longer than necessary, even if federal immigration agents may want them detained. Instead, they're going to start treating these illegals as you would an American citizen. They will be cited to appear in court, and that's it. City officials aren't quite sure about this, but this is an attempt to comply with a city law that prevents police from aiding federal authorities in non-felony crimes, and a U.S. law that requires authorities to share fingerprints with immigration agents. Now, let's talk about that for a second. Now, this is the same town that had an illegal who had been released like this, went downtown and shot a father and two sons. Even Gavin, was that his name, of the San Francisco mayor? Bad Bob's at Gavin. Even he got, you know, backed off on this one. But San Francisco, a sanctuary city, gives protection to those illegals that are here. You know, Hennessy said his policy, and that's the sheriff, says his policy is similar to San Miguel and Taos counties in New Mexico. Have you ever been to San Miguel or Taos counties in New Mexico? I bet he hasn't. I have. Sparsely populated, it's not like you've got a million people sitting there. You probably don't have a million people in five of those counties up there in northern New Mexico. The Angela Chan, is an attorney with the Asian Law Caucus, said 68% of the people deported under the Secure Communities Program in California did not commit serious crimes. Well, no, they're just here illegally. That's not a serious crime. They're just here illegally. They're breaking the law. ICE spokeswoman said that the decision is unfortunate. They've taken custody of 731 deportable immigrants since Secure Communities began in 2010. The policies put illegal immigrants above the law. Tom Fighton, president of Judicial Watch in Washington, D.C., said. Fighton cited the 2008 incident in San Francisco where three members of a family were shot to death by a gang member who was an illegal immigrant. Yeah, that's just what I was talking about. You know, the more I see about this, the more I just wonder. I just wonder sometimes, what could they be thinking of? What is it about our state of California that not only attracts strange people here, but then when we get, but we do things to make things worse? We're going to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the Chamber of Commerce has come up with 28 new things that the assembly has done in Sacramento to break business. And people just don't get it. They don't get it down there. And, my friends, it is the Democrats. If Republicans were doing this, I'd say it was Republicans doing it. It doesn't make any difference. Whoever's in charge down there are a bunch of crazy people. They are trying to destroy the economy. We made $6 billion more this past year. So what are they going to do? They're going to pass new laws
that make it harder for businesses to work. And an example is takeout food. Forget the plastic containers. This is Carl Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:20 in the morning on May the 31st, and this is Free Fire Radio. Rising up through the air.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open, the lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand-new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist, I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:24 in the morning. The last day of May, my friends. We're getting into June. You know, the temperature should maybe even get up to maybe 60 tomorrow or something like that. You know, like our regular June temperatures. Does anybody, Bob, you've lived here a long time.
Yes, my entire life.
You remember it being this cold? Of course, we've only been here 4 years. Other people will say, yeah, it was snowing on this day in 1942.
Yes. Yeah, some years ago, it did a similar cold wave into June. And then within the space of 48 hours, we went from highs in the 60s to highs over the century mark. It was a rough year.
Well, good. That means there'll be a lot of like sick people out there and things like that.
Oh, man, yeah.
Hey, speaking of Memorial Day, let's talk about that. President Obama. Somebody came in here. Oh, look. He went golfing on Memorial Day. Well, he headed out to Fort Belvoir. Obama earlier Monday laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and met with families of those killed in battle. And he did that. He did what presidents are supposed to do. I assume he was sincere about it. He then went out to play golf.
This was his ninth weekend in a row. Now, if you want to start, okay, here's where I'm starting to have problems. 9 weekends in a row he plays golf. I mean, I don't know. Is he tuned in to what's going on at that point? Does the guy with the nuclear files follow him around in another cart? It said, and I'm not comparing him to him, but President George W. Bush, who gave up a game early in his presidency, and he doesn't for playing golf on Memorial Day. And it's just that the fact is that people are going to be yelling about this. But you know what? He did what he was supposed to do as president. Again, I'm sure it was sincerely going out to lay the wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, meeting the families. At the same time, here comes a poll in that U.S. military veterans and those currently on active duty are less likely to approve of Obama's job performance than there are Americans of comparable ages who are not in the military. It looks like here is that veterans are currently on active duty give him about a 37% approval rating, while those non-veterans give him a 43%. And these are based on an analysis of 238,000 interviews conducted as part of a Gallup daily tracking series from January 2010 to April 2011. Respondents were classified as veterans, active duty, military based on responses to a series of questions and whether the respondent himself had ever served and if they were currently on active duty. 37% of all active duty military personnel and veterans surveyed approved of the job he's doing, and that compares with 48% of non-veterans interviewed during the same period. So it goes aground.
This will make Napolitano even more paranoid, Shar, regards veterans as potential enemies of the state.
Well, Napolitano is a potential enemy of the state.
You man.
Here's some other things going on, too, is, you start looking at, ways of making money. Okay, we've got 3 minutes here. Here's a group in Humboldt County. Who makes most? I think they said there's been documentary 65% or 70% of the money they make in Humboldt County is because of marijuana. Now they want to start a new city. They want to form a new city and they want to call it Emerald City. they're trying to raise money so they can form a city, and the way they're going to make money is to tax marijuana and other businesses. And they say they're not getting their fair share. It would incorporate Garberville and Redway, about 50 miles south of Eureka, with about 1,000 residents each. And a new city would provide residents of the southern part of the county with a greater political sway. They need a stronger, bigger political voice, he told Santa Rosa Press Democrat, and would generate revenue by taxing its top crop, marijuana, as well as other businesses. In recent years, law enforcement has seized millions of pot plants worth billions of dollars. I don't make this up. I don't. You can't make this up. You can't make it up. It's just, it just keeps happening. It just keeps happening. Yeah. Hey, let's all go to Emerald City and live there and just, in between our payments from the government and our medicinal marijuana, we'll also be growing hundreds of thousands of dollars of it right here in the woods. It could be a good cash crop. They may be the only city in California that has no cash flow problems. It has a problem getting everybody to show up for the city council meeting at one time, maybe, but that's it. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of our fundraisers that we support and that will be coming in. And at 8 o'clock, we've got Sam Paredes, who's going to be talking for Gun Owners of California. This week we've got a number of locals that are going to be here talking, and politicians and people that do a lot in our community.
Hey, we got Jay on the line real quick.
Okay. It has to be quick. Jay, good morning.
I think going along with your thing, I guess these guys' theme songs should be, "Oh, I wish I had a brain."
Well said, sir.
Well, watch out there, Jay. I tell you what, when Peter Hansen said something about, hey, there's not 40,000 pot users here in town, they've got to be signing up for
on these different alternative places. He was almost lynched. I tell you what, he would have been lynched if you just counted the blogs in the Record Searchlight. 500 and something of them. Anyway, hey, we got to run, Jay.
I've got any in my cab.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to run, Jay. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the Bulls are taking charge on Wall Street this morning, the blue chip seeing triple-digit gains in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 111 points. Home prices fell a bit more than expected in March, slipping 0.8%. Prices fell in 18 of the metro areas tracked by the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20-City Index. Prices in 12 cities, including New York, Chicago, and Miami, fell to their lowest levels since the housing crisis began. A record number of foreclosures are forcing prices down, and that's expected to keep falling through the end of the year. And shares of Nokia are plunging after warning that sales and margins will fall significantly below the company's previous guidance. The mobile phone provider expects sales to be substantially lower than its previously forecast range of $8.7 billion during the second quarter. The company blames the revised outlook on lower than expected average selling prices. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. On KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 7:35 in the morning, May the 31st, the last day of May. Rain and coldness and such, I'm sure it'll clear up by this time in August. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and you can join our chat pack, as many of you have done out there, and it's, you know, sometimes I'm just afraid to read some of the subjects I go rolling through here with. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley puts in a dish satellite. He also has something to do with cable, but you need to call him up at 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number. 800 number takes you out of town, takes you out of the state, the hemisphere, perhaps even the planet. So call him at 244-1988. He guarantees his work. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. Yeah, we use his services, and we have never been disappointed in it. That's Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite. Our guest today, Curtis Byron, who is a board member of the Shasta County Special Olympics. Good morning, Curtis.
Special Olympics Pro-Am.
Special Olympics Pro-Am. Okay, I missed that part. The pro, okay. Professional Amateur Golf Tournament.
Yes.
That you're having on June 10th, 11th, and 12th, benefiting Shasta County Special Olympics. Since 1973.
Yes.
Wow.
39th year.
I have played in this before on your media day because I'm not good enough to play any other time. And we are fortunate that we're teamed up with a pro and then another golfer from the community and then one of the young people that's going to be playing in it. This is for one of our Special Olympian,
yes, golfers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they do a wonderful job. You know, there's times that we all play best ball, we end up using their shots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on several occasions, many more than my shot. So tell us about this, Curtis.
This has evolved since 1973 into one of the largest pro-ams north of Sacramento. We bring in pros from Arizona, Oregon, Nevada, Southern California, couple mini-tour pros. We actually have a local pro, Tom Johnson from Weaverville, coming back this year that actually played in the U.S. Open. We are the number one fundraiser for Shasta County Special Olympics. 100% of our sponsorship money goes to the Special Olympics.
You know, that's important. I mean, all of your money,
yes,
goes back into the Special Olympic program.
100%. We also participate also with the Special Olympics, the basketball tournament they have here.
Mm-hmm.
Just a wonderful organization. Denise Caldwell does a wonderful job working with us and with them. I'm just happy to do it. It's just wonderful.
Well, you do a great job. You know, we've been there, I guess, 3 years, and yeah. Curtis, you all do just a wonderful job. And let's go to the phones. There's Don, you're live on KCNR.
I want to thank the Special Olympics very much. We have a challenged child at home, and the Special Olympics are so enriching and rewarding to him. I just wanted to say thank you. It's a wonderful program.
Yeah, go ahead.
And as a side note, the other day I hit a 700-yard line drive, and my wife woke me up.
Okay, Don, thank you. I thought you said you were going to hit it, and you hit it off the side of a cliff or something like that. You know?
Yeah, down the freeway.
I hit it in the river, and the last time I saw it was floating. It's in Sacramento right now, you know, one of those things. All right, Don, thank you very much for your phone call. The golf tournament you put on since 1973, it's such a, you know, we go down for media day, of course.
Right.
But we get to play with a couple of your pros. And, you know, my friends, I played golf a lot in my life, but I'm not a golfer. And I played with really good golfers, but I have never played with somebody like this guy, who's not even a tour pro. He said, on any day, I can play with anybody. I can't do it 4 days in a row, though. And I thought, how honest is this young man? But he hit the ball, I swear. You know, it's a par five, and on his second shot, we're putting from like 10 feet away. On his second shot on a par five out there at Riverview. Yeah, I mean, am I exaggerating here?
Not at all. Not at all. We've got, I think it was Dan Scott you were playing with.
He just creamed the ball.
Yeah, he's one of our local shining stars.
Yeah, he paints houses in between.
Yeah, yes he does. He actually made a run at the Red Bluff Pro-Am a couple years in a row. Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. We've got a lot of local boys that have grown up through the golf program locally, gone to high schools here that are pro that play in this. So we not only bring in outside talent, but we also have some really, really good local talent. Jay Abraham, he'll be back this year. Rod Curl's not coming back, but his family's all local.
Okay. Look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about what happens with the pro season. We start talking about this for the Special Olympics and what it does for the kids and for the how this supports them. Specifically, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's 7:40, May the 31st. It's about, 54 degrees out there? 54 degrees, and it's raining today. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Psychology for Everyday Life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays, we'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you. How to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
A break.
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away
from the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:45 in the morning at Carl and the Bob. May the 31st, 54 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go to Espresso Joe's today. It's cold, it's rainy. Get a good cup of coffee there because they'll fix any cup of coffee you want. That double mocha or whatever you want, a double shot or a triple shot, or like Bad Bob uses. He uses an 8-shot, which is kind of explains when he comes in here how everything is kind of vibrating, including his hair, when he walks in here. And then, of course, into the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Joe and Shelley support our community. They support the veterans. They support others of our community, special education, everything. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Curtis Byron, who is the a board member of the Shasta County Special Olympics Pro-Am. He also, I'm going to throw this in too, he's also, you're the owner of Siskiyou Insurance.
Yes.
So, you know, it's always good to throw that in, because you're doing this stuff because you want to. I know it, because I've been around you a lot, and this is something you do because you love and you believe in it.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm just saying Siskiyou Insurance because you deserve a plug here.
Thank you.
Tell us about the Special Olympics and this program.
The Special Olympics program, this is a local chapter, basically, of Special Olympics, and the money we raise actually helps fund the track meet they have down at Shasta College, mostly the basketball tournament. They bring in all the community or county Special Olympics up here to have the basketball tournament, track meet, get to compete. They get to compete against other counties, and we help fund, you know, the food and the clothing and the uniforms and the lodging and any extra expenses, gas expenses, so that it doesn't come out of the pockets of the parents and the other volunteers. We're like I said, we're the largest, but we're not the only. The whole community gets behind it, and we're able to fund that so they can put on these events for these kids to participate. And it's just wonderful to watch them. I mean, they love it. They love it.
They do, and they, you know what? They put themselves into it.
Mm-hmm.
They follow directions very well.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, people that work with them, they're, you know, they want to please. They are their hand-eye coordination in many cases is good.
Yep.
It's if you don't do it, if you're not, you know, if you haven't seen this, if you haven't supported it in the past, I hope you do go ahead and do that, because it's a great day,
yeah.
And it's a great way to support these kids. And you know, there's lots of feelings of accomplishment. There's no gimmies out there,
no.
Which is important. I mean, to me, there's no gimmies. You know, that they people go out there and they compete on their team.
That's right.
And it's not like, oh, okay, that's okay. You don't have to put that. Well, they did say that to me several times. You know, I needed that. Or, oh, no, that's okay. I think after 12 shots, we don't need to count that anymore. And, is this your ball over here? Oh, no, it's not my ball, because mine's floating down the Sacramento right now. So.
Yeah, we IMC, the basketball tournament. We actually have scorekeeping. A couple of our guys have refereed. And I'll tell you what, you get so caught up in it. You get so caught up in it, in the kids, that it's just a wonderful feeling.
So what can people do to help support this?
Play in the golf tournament if you're a golfer. We made some changes this year. We actually raised the maximum handicap so we could get more golfers to participate, play in it. We wanted to welcome Shasta Regional Medical Center as a major sponsor this year.
Hey, Shasta Regional.
Yeah, they did. We
have friends over there.
Yeah. They're wonderful.
Dr. McConnell, Karen Hoyt, and a bunch of others from over there.
Karen, who we've been dealing with, she stepped up, and they're sponsoring, major sponsor,
super,
along with Pepsi, North Valley Bank, and C.R. Gibbs. If you want to help, obviously volunteering or a sponsorship, T-sponsor, anything like that. We know times are tough. We're a little behind schedule.
How much is a T-sponsorship?
$125.
Okay.
$125 for T sponsors. We've got hole sponsors. Again, if you want to play in it.
What's a hole sponsor?
$500.
Okay, so a hole sponsor is, so what's that? I mean,
you get to be invited to the sponsor party Friday night, where we give the check presentation to Special mm-hmm. Olympics. You get advertising in our brochure that we mail out to,
which is a beautiful brochure.
500 people goes out to. You get signs on the golf course. Sponsoring your business and such like that.
A T sponsorship, you get a sign out there.
You get two signs.
Two signs?
Yes. You get two signs on the golf course, and we're talking 4x6 banners, not just signs. I mean,
oh, okay.
We get banners made for the major sponsors.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you get passes to the golf tournament, passes to the sponsor tent. We try to take care of our sponsors.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of you or to say, okay, you know what, there's still time, I'm going to enter. What do they do?
They can call me at 224-2345, or they can go to our webpage, readingproam.com, and I can get you an invitation and or sponsorship sheet, or you can do it on the webpage.
Okay.
And I get all the emails from the webpage also. So.
All right, give it to us one more time here.
Curtis Byron, 224-2345, or you can go to website at readingproam.com.
Okay. You know, this is a great event, my friends.
Thank you.
Like I said, we're going to be playing in it on the day before when people, not as many people are out there looking at you.
But we want everybody to come out on Thursday to watch Carl play golf. I mean, that would be fun.
Well, there's a lot of people out there, and you're hitting that first drive off the elevated tee, and there's the massive Sacramento River on your left. There's a bunch of trees on your right, and there's a fairway that's the size of a postage stamp out there. And,
it's a little intimidating.
Yeah, and there's all these people watching you, and you hit, you know, and then there's
the
a collective groan, you know.
But we're having fun.
You know what? Give Curtis Byron a call and help our kids out here in the Special Olympics.
Thank you, Carl, for helping also.
Oh, hey, you know what? This is our community. If there's anything we can do to help, we're here.
Appreciate it.
Hey, we're going to take a break here at 7:50 in the morning. It's Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's May the 31st. It's still 54 degrees out there. I am sure that at some point here in the next week or two, by June 9th, 10th, 11th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, it will be beautiful weather.
Absolutely.
All right. Join us after these messages.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Two, three, here we go.
Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
Thank you.
hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, let's beat that drum. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It's 7:55 in the morning. Linda's on assignment, but I see her. Linda is in the chat room, guys. I hope you're being nice in there. I hope you're not saying nasty things. I saw Linda in the chat room in between places she's going to. Okay. You know, you wonder about, you always hear how Hollywood and the that community supports the President of the United States. And you hear how they, no matter what, they're there. They're there for him. They understand him. Obama feels their pain in Hollywood. I'm not exactly sure what that pain is. But every so often, there is somebody, a malcontent, who will speak up and have other things to say. Bad Bob, part two.
If you've never been to the moon, you can't issue policy about the moon. You have no idea what it's like on the moon. It's a nice idea. When you grow up, you find out that life isn't the way you imagined it. And President Obama means well. I think he's actually a good guy. He has no idea what the world is like because he doesn't have to live there. What would have happened if you go to the UN, most pathetic body on the face of the planet? By the way, America invented UN after the League of Nations was a disaster. This is a paper tiger. We allowed dictators to get up there and spread propaganda from Hugo Chavez to Gaddafi. It's garbage infested. And then when they want more money, they put their hand out to America. You all agree with every word I say. You know it.
Okay. Now, you say to yourself, wait a minute, that must have been, oh, that was, that's got to be a Tea Party group. That's got to be a conservative right-wing, meeting someplace. No, that was Gene Simmons of KISS on an interview with CNBC or whatever it is. It's one of those places. But when he's talking, you should have seen the interviewer. It was a young lady that was, she didn't know what to say. She had, her head was down. She was shaking with laughter or fear. I'm not sure what, but Simmons just went off like that. I had to share that with you because somebody sent it to me. And then I just, you know, Bad Bob, it's just, you know, what can you say?
Oh, it was, and just the visual, and I forget where the link is for the video itself, but yeah, he's just having a great time with it. And the interview itself is almost 3 minutes long, and he just got, that's some of the more priceless pieces. Yeah, so he's great.
Yeah, boom, 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 and like that. You know, I heard Peter Fonda also went off the other day. I don't know if that one's true. You know, the thing about it is that, you know, we can laugh and we can, you know, and we can poke fun and we can say things, but unless there is some kind of opposition that arises from another party, President Obama will have 8 years in office to work his magic. And, the only thing that you can hope for is that that there will be a balance of power and that the Congress will be there and the Senate will be there and they can balance out anything that's happening that goes on. When we, one of the things that, Obama gave his first speech on gun control, talked about what is right, what is really good for our country. And, you know, the scary part about that is what he thinks or some of the people surrounding him, and he surrounded himself with some really anti-gun people. What does that mean? What does he believe is good? I mean, he believed that you could have different laws that concern the Second Amendment, one in Fargo, one in Bismarck, South Dakota, could be different than one in Chicago, Illinois. Well, I don't think so. I think the Constitution says, you know, you have the right to bear arms. And I don't see how you can make it a difference. But the scary thing about it is that the Supreme Court, 5-4, you know, gave us, or not gave us, but reaffirmed our rights in the Second Amendment, but it was 5-4. And what happens if one of the five leaves? I mean, we just had this disaster of a decision turning loose 38,000 prisoners in California. That really stepped on states' rights right there. And it's a scary time, my friends. But we can make it through it. We'll be together, especially up here in the North State. We take care of each other. It's going to work. Okay, when we get back, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California, in fact, is going to be on, and we'll be talking to him, talking about what's going on in the state legislature, and also what's going on at the national level, things to be looking at. And that's when we get back from the news. This is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
More coming up on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A Muslim man, angry over his arrest after 9/11, loses his case against the government at the Supreme Court. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz, live in Washington.
The Supreme Court, in a 5-3 ruling, says former Attorney General John Ashcroft cannot be sued for the detention of that Muslim man. In 2003, the FBI arrested Abdullah al-Kid and held him for 16 days as a material witness in a terrorism case. Now, al-Kid contends that he was held under the material witness law simply because the government lacked other grounds to hold him, and he sued Ashcroft. While the High Court did grant Ashcroft immunity, it leaves unresolved whether the use of the material witness statute in the al-Kid case was proper. Dave?
Mike, police in Virginia is still trying to figure out why a tour bus flipped over on I-95 early this morning, killing 4 people on board. Many more were injured and hospitalized. NATO says it'll continue airstrikes on houses, going after militants in Afghanistan, rejecting the demand from Afghan President Hamid Karzai to end such attacks after a weekend strike killed civilians.
Afghanistan is an ally, not an occupied country.
NATO also says Gaddafi's regime close to ending in Libya. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin details that live.
Yes, Dave, cracks are appearing, NATO says, as Gaddafi's officials desert him.
Even the ones closest to him are departing.
NATO spokeswoman Ioana Lungescu noting just this week 5 generals fled to Italy in rebel. Meanwhile, in rebel-held areas,
life is getting better. The port is open.
Now, allowing humanitarian aid in, says NATO Wing Commander Mike Bracken, but in Gaddafi-held areas, the UN today warning food may be running out, and that's a potential time bomb, one official says. Dave?
Alistair, should Congress increase the U.S. debt ceiling?
Right now, I'm a no.
Every other House Republican will join Congressman David Schweiker today, saying they'll only support letting the U.S. borrow more if that's tied to massive spending reform. Some Democrats claim the GOP playing a dangerous game with the U.S. credit rating. On Wall Street, as consumer confidence dips, the Dow up 60 points. Fox News Radio, Barron Balance.
Hey there, it's Jay Farner over at Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.83%. So you're thinking, hey, I'd love to take advantage of today's low rate. But what happens if rates drop in the future? I don't want to pay closing fees twice. When you work with Quicken Loans, you don't have to worry about that. It's called our Quicken Loans Rate Drop Advantage Program. And if you need to refinance again, in the next 7 years, we'll cover a majority of your closing fees. It's a simple way for you to win, no matter where rates are headed. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.83%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. Our mortgage bankers are ready to help you learn more about the Rate Drop Advantage here at Quicken Loans. The only mortgage lender who allows you to refinance without worry. Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze.
Refinance subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now a little more on the consumer confidence in the economy. It's at a 6-month low in May, and there's a report from S&P that home prices fell again in most major cities to a new low after the housing bubble burst. But again, the Dow rising on Wall Street. Sarah Palin's bus tour has her rolling through Pennsylvania to going to Gettysburg, visiting national landmarks.
It's not about me. It's not a publicity-seeking tour.
But the 2008 Republican VP nominee is getting a lot of attention, still not answering if she will or won't run for president. President. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann could join the 2012 race next month, now visiting New Hampshire.
The reception has been just astounding from people.
As for the Palin comparisons,
the real comparison that I make is with Barack Obama and myself.
Bachmann adding,
Barack Obama has to be a one-term president.
Mitt Romney will formally enter the Republican race later this week. The Coast Guard keeps searching for a 12-year-old girl that got caught in a bad riptide in Hampton Beach in New Hampshire last night that swept her and her brother out to sea.
She kept floating away, and then they were screaming, and they were like,
They were both in trouble.
Now, the boy was rescued by a Good Samaritan. A former top Egyptian banker could be in court today in New York City in another sexual assault case at a luxury hotel.
Mahmoud Omar is the former chairman of one of Egypt's major banks, and police say he sexually abused a maid in New York City. Investigators say the alleged crime happened at the Pierre Hotel. The maid was called into Omar's room to drop off tissues, but once inside, she was not allowed to leave, and she claims she was touched inappropriately. Omar's arrest comes just weeks after Dominique Strauss-Kahn was charged on similar allegations. Kahn resigned as head of the International Monetary Fund after his arrest. Todd Stearns, Fox News Radio.
Price of oil up again today. It's up near $103 a barrel again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:05 on May the 31st. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She may be in the chat pack hiding out there, though, so watch out. Joined, of course, by Bad Bob. And Bad Bob, weather.
Look for possible thunderstorms today. The high near 55, which is almost there right now. South winds around 9 miles an hour, not quite as much as we saw last 9 miles an hour, not quite as much as we saw last night. Tonight, 50% chance of showers. Low around 49, as I said, currently 54 degrees. Weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, a great place. You know, they have music out there on the weekends. They've got Candice LaVosie last weekend. And then they have brunches during the week, starting Tuesday through Sunday. And then, of course, great dinners, great service out there. You know, Anselmo's Vineyards, it's a nice drive. You're treated very royally by the staff out there, and the food is just delicious. I can't say enough about it. Okay, our guest today is, we haven't had Sam on for a while, and so it's time we need to catch up, because we're trying to figure out what's going on down in Sacramento, so many different things. And Sam is the our representative and for gun owners of California, Sam Paredes. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Well, we're always doing good up here in the North State, because we have rights up here that are denied many other Californians throughout the rest of the state.
Yep, so, I mean, no question about it. Northern California is a slice of heaven here in California, even though most people feel like they live behind the razor wire in some sort of a prison camp.
You know, it's true, Sam. The thing about it is, you know, I was looking down in Yolo County, where the sheriff of Yolo County won't issue concealed carry unless you can give them a reason that you're concerned about your safety. And you'll see other counties in our state that no matter what it is, you're never going to carry a concealed weapon.
That's correct. For probably 90 to 95% of the people in the state of California, they will, under the current system, under the current sheriffs, they will never get a concealed weapons permit. So you're talking the Greater Bay Area, the Los Angeles Basin, and San Diego, where the sheriffs there, by choice, do not issue concealed weapons permits, and that's where 90-95% of the population live. The rest of us live in free California. In most cases, we have sheriffs who believe in the Second Amendment, they trust the citizens, and they have no problem issuing a concealed weapons permit to a law-abiding citizen.
Well, you know, here's what I don't understand, Sam. If it was a problem, if people that are carrying these concealed weapons, you know, legally concealed, if there was a big problem with them, if they're finding out that 10% of them or 15% of them are out shooting it up at night or committing robberies or pulling these weapons and threatening people and all this, I can understand, okay, hey, let's take another look at this.
Yeah.
But that's just exactly the opposite, isn't it?
There you go again, Carl, talking common sense and logic and proof and evidence. You know, you're absolutely correct. The fact of the matter is that crimes just aren't committed by concealed weapons permit holders. They are the most law-abiding group of people in America, and here in California especially. They don't commit crimes. They use the CCWs responsibly, and they are they're not a problem to society.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that I understand where you know, people are concerned about you know concealed weapons with criminals, but hell, by just the name of just by them being criminals, they don't care. They're going to carry concealed. It doesn't seem to, you know what, and it's never seemed fair to me, Sam, is that why some gangbanger can carry a 9mm underneath his baggy shirt and somehow held up by his baggy pants or whatever the dress is this time, and yet they can carry, and yet I am a retired Marine, a veteran, nothing ever in my background that says that I've ever been in trouble. I've held top secret and more clearances, all these things, and yet there's some sheriffs that would say, I don't care, you don't deserve a right to carry this. I never have understood that.
Well, unfortunately, and you have to accept the fact that the sheriffs are elected officials. Those who run them, so they are politicians to some extent. Those who run in the rural areas of California, where people are self-sufficient, they take care of themselves. They know that a response from a law enforcement agency might take several minutes, if not significant portions of an hour, for people for law enforcement to respond. These sheriffs are okay, but in the urban areas, they want control. They believe themselves to be different, in a different category of citizen, in a different category of responsibility than the normal citizens, and they do not want to give up that control as to who has a firearm in their community, when in fact, the Second Amendment is our concealed weapons permit. We shouldn't even need a concealed weapons permit in order to carry a firearm. The Constitution says, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you have the right to keep and bear arms, period.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that isn't where we are now, but that's where we're fighting to get to.
Okay, we got to take a break here. When we come back, Sam, I'd like to give us an update of what's going on in Sacramento and then, nationally, too.
Love to.
All right. Hey, this is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8/11 on May the 31st. That's right, we've snuck May out on you here. It's going to be June 1st tomorrow. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework. Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Colin DeBott. Linda's on assignment, 8:15 in the morning, May the 31st. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Top designer lines, been in Reading for 20 years. On-site lab, contact lenses, glasses for the whole family. We'll work with you. Insurance a problem, call Dr. Leia. He's our optometrist, and we have a lot of trust and faith in Dr. Joseph Leia. So give him a call at 223-2325. You got two eyes. You need to take care of them. You haven't been looked at in a while. Go call the doctor and have him look at them. Our guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. We have a little quote here, I think, from a movie.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, I tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
Okay. What? You know, Sam, could you hear that?
I sure can.
You know, does that help or hurt the cause? And by the way, it's Clint Eastwood's birthday, so we've been playing a couple of, you know, clips from his movies.
Man, I can recite a whole bunch of them. You know, go ahead, make my day. Or a man's got to know his limitations.
Yep, there you go.
Nag, nag, nag. So he's got a whole bunch of good ones.
Well, you know, I was fortunate enough to meet Clint Eastwood one time. In fact, it was the night that I met Linda at an awards banquet and had an opportunity to talk to him. And he appears as being somewhat shy, but we talked about his lines from Heartbreak Ridge about improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Yes.
And I said that to him. He says, when I get around the military, that always comes up. I said, well, it is. I said it was a great line. You've got to improvise, you've got to adapt, and you've got to overcome. And he says, I don't even know. He says, I can't even remember who wrote those lines. Like that, but it was, you know, the sense of what he stood for and what he stands for was there. So anyway, it's his birthday today. He was born in 1930.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, he's getting up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, what's facing us at the state level?
Oh boy, golly, at the state level, they're trying to do everything they can to us. Just today, we've got Mike Fuhrer's AB 809. It's a bill to register rifles and shotguns from now on. Every time you buy a rifle or shotgun, they want to register it so that they can solve crimes with those registration information documents. And of course, you and I know that registration doesn't really solve any crimes. It doesn't help much. All it does is give somebody hope that sometime in the future they'll know where the guns are, so that when they want to confiscate them, they can go get them. And they're saying, oh, and this doesn't cost the state very much, you know, just $300,000 to improve the database system and a few hundred thousand dollars to operate. There are half as many or an equal amount of long guns sold in California, if not more, than there are handguns. So the system and the personnel that is presently required to register handguns is going to have to be doubled in order to meet the needs. So the cost of the state at a time when, of course, you know, we have no money, is going to be a lot more than what these guys are talking about. But you know what? They seem to hedge the truth when they're trying to get their proposals passed. We also have four bills on the Senate floor. SB 427 by Assemblyman De Leon. It's the reinstitution of the ammo registration bill that was thrown out by the court last year. That's where they'll treat us like registered sex offenders. Every time we buy a box of handgun ammunition, we'll have to give a thumbprint and our driver's license and all of our important information.
Why doesn't Senator De Leon just come out and just say, hey, look, I'm here to impose my idea of what California should look like on everybody. You know, it's not about ammo. It's not about anything else. Look at what he's trying to do. It's about taking control of our lives. It's got, you know what, this is just part of it.
You're absolutely correct.
It's not ammo.
You know, he might say that in private, but when pushed before the media, that isn't the message that he's trying to sell, so he will deny that day and night, but you and I know that's exactly what he's trying to do, given his package of legislation, like his other bill, SB 124. It redefines handgun ammunition in a way that will include most of the rifle calibers that you and I would not consider to be handgun ammo. 308, 30-06, 270, 35 Remington, 30-30, 7x30 Waters, any caliber that has ever been built into a handgun, and thanks to the Thompson Contender, that's over 130 different calibers, will now be considered by the state of California as handgun ammunition. And the reason he wants to do that is because he wants us to give a thumbprint every time we buy those calibers of ammunition also. So by redefining, you know, calling black white and day night, and redefining rifle ammunition as handgun ammunition, he will get what he wants, and he will get more information about people who purchase ammunition.
And they're still going to make it illegal that you can't buy it online, you can't go across state lines to buy it.
You can go across state lines. That's what makes this thing so stupid, is that, of course, you know, a bunch of folks in Redding could get together and caravan up to Cabela's or Shields or Sportsman's Warehouse in Reno, buy all the handgun and rifle ammunition they want. They can come back to California, and it would be completely legal. As long as they don't sell the ammunition when they get back to California, they haven't broken any law.
Yeah. But, Sam, here's the thing, is you know that's going to be a follow-up bill. You know, it's going to be a follow-up bill. They're going to make it so that you can't buy it in another state and bring it back in here. Hey, we've got to take a break.
Yes, sir.
Carl and Linda Bott, 8:22 in the morning on May the 31st. It's going to rain today, but it's still, you know, we're almost in June. Weather's going to be changing here soon. This is Free Fire Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
National University can help you advance your education and achieve your goals in a variety of careers. From the flexibility of a general psychology degree to clinical and non-clinical areas of study, our psychology programs prepare students for success.
Areas of study available include organizational behavior, sports psychology, human behavior, psychology, counseling psychology, and educational counseling, so you can apply your knowledge and skills in a number of fields, including sports and education, or for organizations of any type.
National University is an accredited nonprofit institution that makes it convenient to get your bachelor's or master's degree with a one course per month format, programs available online, and an accelerated pace that allows you to earn your degree faster.
Learn more at nu.edu or visit our Reading campus at 2195 Larkspur Lane.
I plan for everything, but not a 612 credit score. It makes creditors think I'm unreliable, and I just found out our little bun in the oven is two buns. So we need a bigger place and a bigger loan. That's why I'm taking control of my credit at creditreport.com, getting the information I need to understand my score and how it works. At creditreport.com, I'm not a number. I'm Lisa. Or Mom.
Offer applies with enrollment in creditreport.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 8:25 in the morning on May the 31st. And Clint Eastwood's birthday, and this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Talk to Doug. Ask him, you know, tell him about your needs for Dish Satellite, for other services that he offers at B&T Satellite. Local guy. He guarantees his work. He uses local people here. He's growing quickly because of the support he's gotten from this community. That's B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Our guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California, and you just talked about just a couple of the laws or bills that they've got running through the Sacramento legislature.
Yes. Yep.
There's more?
There's a whole bunch more. You know, every time you and I buy a legal gun, we pay to have a background check done, and that's, you know, something that we do. Well, now the state of California has realized that the Democrat leadership of the legislature has realized that they have been overcharging us for that for so long, and they actually had an $18 million surplus in that fund. So they decided, there's free money, let's spend it on something else unrelated to background checks. And there's a bill in the legislature right now that will allow the Department of Justice to dip into that slush fund and pay for other law enforcement activities because the governor has cut their budget. This is one way they have found to be able to, you know, save some of the cuts that they have to make on our backs. And we think that's called a tax. They're calling it a fee. And, of course, once they use the surplus up, they will have the ability, according to the law, to raise the fund that they charge, the fee that they charge us, in order to continue to fund their activities.
Now, is this a background check? That's for all background checks, though, not just for weapons, is it?
No, this is just the dealer record of sales fund is only for background checks on firearms purchases. All of the other background checks will not be affected. Only gun owners. You see, that's what makes this so hideous. Uh-huh. Is they're targeting us to pay for law enforcement activities unrelated to our background checks and the purchase and sale of firearms. So it's a bad thing. But you know, that's what they're going to do. We've got another bill coming up that in the Senate and the Public Safety Committee next week. Of course, that's the open carry ban, where they want to ban the ability of law-abiding citizens to openly carry an unloaded gun in public.
When they say public, Sam, do they mean like in the woods public?
Well, they actually, it's a scary thing. Sometimes it means, it could mean in the woods, but they really mean in public, on a public street, in a city, in a community, in a county. Something that really isn't unheard of in Northern California, to see somebody walking down the street with a unloaded gun strapped to their hip. No real big deal. People have been doing it since California became a state. No crimes have ever been committed by somebody who's done that in the entire time that California has been a state, and yet they want to ban it because, you know, those people that are saying, well, you don't give us concealed weapons permits, the law says that we have the right to openly carry an unloaded gun, so we're going to do it until you guys reconsider concealed weapons permit policies and issue them on a shall issue basis, just because we're law-abiding citizens and we want one. So there's a big protest and a fight going on because of this issue, and it's going to come to a head. It's going to go to court, and one way or another, this thing will be resolved.
It seems like, you know, I know what they say about, you know, counties and cities have their right to put some kind of restrictions on things, but to me, concealed carry, you can, there's so many precedents of it that show that it is not a something that's going to cause, you know, crime to rise in your community, and in some cases it even shows it to drop.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah. 41 states show that, it is not a problem. Where they are shall issue states.
Yeah.
In other words, a law-abiding citizen says, I want a CCW, and the police check and see, okay, you have no criminal background. Yes, you get it.
Hey, Sam, we've got to take a break for the news here. And when we come back, I want to talk on some of the national things that are going on that we need to be taking a look at. Okay? All right, this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's 8:30 in the morning, the end of May, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The federal government's credit line still hasn't been raised to match its spending levels. The Republican-led House is expected today to vote down a White House request to raise it without any strings attached.
President Obama insists the vote to raise the debt ceiling be done separately, with no other issues attached. And House Republicans will then argue that it proves the need to tie an increase in the debt ceiling to substantial spending cuts.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. Case Shiller says the average price of a house is lower than it's been in 5 years. Blame the usual suspect.
A record number of foreclosures are forcing prices down, and they are expected to keep falling with no relief in sight.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti in New York. By a 5-3 vote, the Supreme Court says former Attorney General John Ashcroft cannot be sued by an American Muslim arrested after the 9/11 attacks. The court says that the man's constitutional rights were not violated. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Linda's on assignment today. I see her in the chat room in there someplace. 835, May the 31st. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. I was down there on Friday to get a haircut, and it's always the same. Great conversation. We have a lot of humor going on down there, and there's things on the wall that I've never seen before. And they swear it's true. I'm just not obviously traveled to that country that has those kind of animals up there. You're not going to get your nails done or a pedicure there. They just don't do that. They cut hair, and they do a damn fine job of that. And they give discounts to veterans. What can I say? That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our guest, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California, and we were just talking about how, you know, there's a question that came up in the chat room, Sam. It says, on the vote, anything concerning the Second Amendment, is it usually along party lines, or do you see Democrats breaking out and Republicans breaking out to support these stupid laws?
In the Assembly, it's always a straight party line vote with one or two Democrats not voting. Those that represent areas that are you know, pro-gun or marginal Democrat districts where the leadership allows those members not to cast a vote, and so there are two seats like that in the Assembly. In the Senate, we actually have three Democrat members who typically vote with us, who vote with us pretty much all the time, and one other that votes with us about half the time, and that gets us close, but we're one vote short in the Senate from being able to kill stuff, unless we can convince one other Democrat that the bills are unconstitutional, and that's a very, very tough job. Last year, we had was virtually enough votes to a coalition of Democrats and Republicans to stop gun bills in the Senate floor. We are one vote short of that this year, and so it's going to be a very tough fight. But typically, it's along party lines. The Democrats get what they want.
Well, it's, you know, it seems like that logic, if logic doesn't work, all that it's just going to be a constant, unless there's some kind of sea change in the Assembly and the Senate, which I don't see happening here in the next few years, and you have a Democratic governor. Do you think, what's your take on Brown? Is he somebody that will protect Second Amendment rights for his the people he is governing?
The true answer to that is we don't know. When he was governor for 8 years, he never signed an anti-gun bill. Senator Richardson, our boss, he reminded me that, yeah, one of the reasons he didn't sign any anti-gun bills is because back in the time when he was governor, we made sure we had enough strength in the legislature with a coalition of pro-gun Democrats and Republicans that we never allowed an anti-gun bill to make it to his desk. So he was never proven. I have to admit that as Attorney General, he was one of the better Attorney Generals on the issue of guns of any that have served recently, including all of the Republicans. And he has made statements that he's not interested in controlling guns or expanding bills, but what we don't know what kind of pressure will be brought on him from his friends in the legislature who want him, you know, who he needs to pass a budget, and he needs to work out deals. And it always seems that the gun issue is one of the things that's dealt by one side or the other. So we don't know. We're going to have to push it. And I'll tell you what, Carl, I have a different thought on the future. I think that under the new redistricting, that we are going to go into this next election, we're going to have opportunities to pick up seats, and we're working on a plan to gain a Republican majority in the state assembly through the next election. And that's what we're working on.
Well, that'd be interesting if we did that. Redistricting and actually be a little bit more reflective of our communities. And
yeah, you're absolutely correct.
If nothing else, I'd like to be able to at least put something in there that it would have a blocking measure or something, that says, guess what? We're going to really take a look at this. Hey, we usually take a break, but let's go to the phones here. Hey, Jimmy, good morning. You are on, and welcome back.
Good morning. Hey, thanks, Carl. It's good to be back up here in Northern California. I've been working out of town, as you know.
Yeah.
But hey, it makes me just, I can't believe the people that write these convoluted, uneducated gun laws, because when I first got my first taste of it is when they banned the California AR-15, but then you could turn around and go buy a Mini 14, which is the same caliber, semi-automatic, but it doesn't look like the big, bad, assault rifle. And that's, it seems what these people base their gun law on. The other thing is this bullet law they're trying to push through, and I know that it got shot down, no pun intended, but if these people think that G Master Granddaddy Gangbanger Thug is not going to go out of state and buy a bunch of bullets and come back and sell them to his friends, they're sadly mistaken.
Well, that's the thing, is that's the next part of the bill, is then they're going to make that illegal, but guess what? They still don't care. The criminals still don't care. They're still going to go do it. It's just the rest of us that are getting hammered out here.
Right. And, a lot of people may not agree with this also, but I think that, just a one-time background check is okay just to make sure that, you're not selling a gun to a felon. But, other than that, they're just really trying to push it way too far. And that's all I have to say. And
okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for listening. Hey, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. When we come back, we're going to talk some national stuff. It's 8:41 in the morning on May the 31st. It's still 54 degrees out there. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Here we go.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
Psychology for Everyday Living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I guess what? They believe in the Second Amendment out there at Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, get that coffee of you, what you want, fixed so well by girls that are just really friendly working there. All the girls that work at Tobacco and Brew are friendly, knowledgeable, and will help you with your choices in cigars or your or coffee or just anything there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And, yes, they give discounts to veterans, too. Our guest is Sam Paredes of the Gun Owners of California. And, Sam, is there national stuff we should be looking at to be get us more worried?
Well, here's the lowdown nationally. We have been successful through Gun Owners of America and all of the other pro-gun organizations to be able to kill or stall all of the anti-gun legislation that's been making it through the process, pretty much. That's been a really good thing, because in Congress and in the Senate, we have a coalition of pro-gun Democrats and Republicans that have done a good job of that. So what the Obama administration is trying to do is now they're trying to go around the edges, since they can't get stuff overtly passed through the Congress. They're doing things through regulations. They now want are asking the BATF to force gun dealers to send reports to BATF every time that somebody buys more than one rifle or shotgun at the same time. Right now, the regulations say that if somebody buys two or more handguns, a multiple gun sales report has to be sent to BATF. They want the same thing for rifles and shotguns, so that they can put those of us who like guns and buy a bunch of them on their radar screen and have a database of people that are actively purchasing guns. Of course, they're going to say that, well, you know, we're really trying to go after the criminals that are buying the rifles and shotguns to commit crimes, when in fact the vast majority of multiple gun sales are done by law-abiding citizens that are collecting guns or just want to buy multiple guns, buying guns as gifts for family members, whatever. So that's one of the insidious things that they're trying to do.
Is it the BATF that let the weapons go across the border?
Yes, it's through the Project Gunwalker.
Is that the one that they let thousands of weapons go across the border, ends up in one of our agents being killed, some other people in Mexico?
That is exactly.
And they can't even, you know, they're trying to get this thing investigated, that the guy in charge of all this resigned, the guy down in Mexico resigned, but it's like thousands of weapons went across the border, didn't they?
It was thousands of weapons, and you know what? The fact is that the dealers across the board, they have not been able to blame one single firearms dealer in California for that, because in every case, the dealers contacted the BATF and said, hey, somebody here is trying to buy a gun, and we think it's a straw sale. We think they're buying it for the cartels. What do you want us to do? And ATF said, let the sale go. We're going to track this thing. We're going to keep an eye on it. We're going to trace the guns back to the drug cartel. A couple of problems with that. Number one, they couldn't track all of the guns they let go. There were thousands of guns that they let go. Number two, they neglected to inform the Mexican government that they were allowing guns to go across the border.
That's part of a sting operation.
Yeah, but, you know, not letting the Mexican government know that they're running a government law enforcement operation in their country.
I heard that they didn't even tell the BATF guy in Mexico what was going on. I don't know if that's true.
It was a pretty top secret sort of a deal, but it boils down to the and we haven't heard much of this, but my understanding is that the ambassador to Mexico had to resign and left Mexico or was thrown out by the Mexican government because he did not inform the Mexican government that they were running an operation without coordinating with the Mexican army, the Mexican authorities, or anything. So they are in deep kimchi.
Yeah, but you don't hear about this anywhere. Where the BATF right now is, you know, they come crashing down on law-abiding citizens, yet they walk operation with a gunwalker, lets, you know, a few thousand weapons go across the border without letting the Mexican authorities know, and we ends up in deaths of American agents, from what I understand one of those weapons came from.
Yes, it was.
And other shootings, and how can this continue to go on like this?
Well, thankfully, some of our friends in Congress and the Senate are standing up, and there is an investigation going on over this program, and of course, Attorney General Holder is stalling and not giving any information. The BATF is trying to keep their mouth shut while they cover up as fast as they can. But the president recently had a judge candidate that went before the Senate, and the Republicans killed the appointment of that judge to the bench because of the stall on the BATF investigation, and they're going to keep doing that until they get to the bottom of this. And I think that there will be the right thing is that some of the heads will roll. Some of the officers were involved in this, some of the leadership that was involved in this, all the way up the ladder, all including the president, who had to know that this program was in place.
Yeah. I know there's somebody that's up high enough knew about it. You can't tell me the head of the BATF didn't know about it, and I would be surprised if the Attorney General didn't know about it, because there's a lot of ramifications to this. Hey, we've got to take a break, Sam. This is Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:51 in the morning on May the 31st. We've got to take a quick break here, and join us when we get back. This is Free Fire Radio.
Bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give, Paul?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
I am Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. 8:55 in the morning on May the 31st. Our guest tomorrow will be Paul Huser from REU is going to be on, Reading Electric Utility. I'm sure there's a few questions for him. And also we're going to have Gary Catt will be on to talk about the city council. I believe that's happening tonight. Mr. Huser has always been forthcoming with answers for most of the questions we have. But it's going to be interesting. I want to ask him some questions concerning what happens if this lawsuit wins and we have to take all that money back out of the general fund and give it to REU. Does that mean our rates will go down? Anyway, hey, our guest today, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. And it appears that there's, you know, I guess mixed blessings there, Sam. You know, in the national level, we're okay. In the state level, we're still getting pummeled.
Well, there are mixed blessings, and it isn't all well and good under the federal government. I mean, the feds have, during World War II, the United States manufactured the M1 Garand, or Garand, the way, however you want to pronounce it. And shipped it all over the world. General Patton said it was the finest rifle ever made for a soldier. And some of the countries that we sold them to want to sell them back to us, or give them back to us, or allow Americans to buy them and bring them back so that people can collect them and own them. Well, the federal government wants to prevent that from happening, for Americans to buy the guns that we sent to fight for freedom during World War II. So. It is, we have to stand vigilant. We have to be involved. If you want to fight, join Gun Owners of California. Join us in the fight. Go to our website, www.gunownersca.com. Give us a call at the office at 916-984-1400. Become a member. People say, how do I get involved? Support one of the organizations that is doing what you want to have done the way you want it done. All it takes is the cost of an average box of ammunition a year to be involved and be in the fight, and to provide for having representatives fight for you in Sacramento and in Washington D.C. In the counties and in the elections. Get involved. Get involved with your local Tea Party group. Get involved with any group of people that are fighting for freedom. With your veterans groups, it's worth it. And freedom is going to start from rural California. And it will sweep across urban California. But it's got to start with our areas where we understand freedom.
Well, I think we understand freedom up here. I think that we live, you know, with taking individual responsibility. In many cases, yeah, we've got our problems, but we have elected representatives that believe as we do. But, you know, I'd like us to be like a virus that gets into the bloodstream and goes through California, where it says is freedom and taking responsibility. And just because that you want to carry a weapon doesn't mean make you a criminal. And the fact is, too, is that we wanted to have control of our schools, and we want to see what, you know, we want the money to be going
to teachers and to the students, and not to a huge bloated organization that that just siphons off millions of dollars each year to pay salaries. We want to see an assembly and a Senate that is responsive to us, that doesn't crack down on business, that doesn't want to make anything a businessman does make it harder to do. And all of this is in hand in hand, Sam.
Yes, it does. And there's only one way to fight to get that, and that's to get involved. Go to one of our banquets. We have a banquet in Reading on August 19th. Go to our website to get information about that, and we will have our elected representatives there and give you some ideas on how to fight and have fun at the same time.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, Sam, thanks for being a guest today.
Carl, it's always my pleasure. God bless you for what you do in spreading the word of freedom through the radio waves. You're a huge blessing.
Well, thanks. You know what? It's it's our country, our state, our county, our city. You got to talk up. You got to speak up. You got to give people a voice. And there's a lot of people out there that believe the way we do. So thanks a lot. Hey, this is Carl and the Bot. We're getting ready to take off today. Tomorrow, our guest is Paul Huser from REU, and we're going to have Gary Cadd in talking city council. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR's Shasta Redding.